Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, guys, I'll run in first so we can keep them scattered and not to fight too many. We'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick.
I think Leroy needs one to...
Okay, guys, I'll run in first so we can keep them scattered and not to fight too many. We'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick.
Wait.
Oh my God, he just ran in.
Hi, everybody. We totally did a great intro. We didn't giggle at all. Well, I didn't.
I was giggling.
But I don't think you could hear me. Isn't it amazing? I'm so proud. Okay, you're listening to Gamer Girls Radio. It is Thursday, January the 6th, 2011. I remembered what year it was. I'm so proud of myself. What was I going to say? Oh, yes. We are the longest-running gaming podcast on iTunes because we are the shizzle. Thank you very much.
The shizzle.
For shizzle, my nizzle. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know. Anyway, I'm Snow White. I have my computer again. I'm so excited. I have my computer. I have a nice new headset. It's awesome. I'm excited. I like it. I have my friend, my bestest friend, Corey / Gaminatrix here also, and she's a little verklempt today, so I'm not going to ask why she's like that.
I have no comment. And the other offending party has not arrived at the party yet, so I'm going to, refrain
the
from comment.
Party?
the offended party.
Oh, okay. I thought you said the offending party. I was like, oh.
I am the offending party.
Oh, that's too bad. We also have our token male up in the hizzle, Master Blaster. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Did you see how I got all, like, quiet?
I did. I noticed.
That's because Master Blaster got kind of upset before the show. He had some technical difficulties. And when he does that, it's kind of hot.
Very
hot. And it makes both of us go...
We had our syrup already.
I didn't know Hulk Smash was such
Oh,
a...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you think that he won't leave the guy alone even though he's green? Look. Girls like a little mindless destruction, just not towards us, you know.
And you know what it makes it really good is when we know that the guy's actually intelligent. That's when it's just rare.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hands above the desk. Okay, so let me give you our phone number so you can call in if you want to. The phone number, I forgot it. Hold on. No, I didn't. There it is. It's 347-215-7977. And since I am actually on the switchboard tonight, make sure you are on topic because I will boot you. And we don't want anyone calling in saying that if I say a curse word, we're going to be blocked in China. That has nothing to do with our show. Okay? So please call in on topic, and then we can roll from there. So do we have any front lines today, Miss Corey?
Hang on. Twitter. Got to Twitter some shows. Yes, we do have a front line. As soon as I figure out what I did with my notes, I will let you know. Let me clear my throat. So this week's front lines, I may have mentioned this before, but we're going to talk about it actually this week. So everybody knows Oprah Winfrey's created her own network. Yay. If you didn't know, now you know. She has her own network on TV.
It's called OWN, too.
OWN.
OWN, OWN. I thought it was great.
It is great. It's fantastic. I was very excited, especially when I went over to the website and saw that she has her own kind of little social network where you can start your own show.
That's cool.
The coolness factor is going to drop here for you in a second. Because Miss Winfrey has all these shows, you can put them into certain categories. Guess what categories are missing?
Gaming.
Anything to do with gaming, technology, period.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, so I sent...
Come on, O, get with the time.
Yeah, I sent Miss O a letter and said, look, you know, you have failed me once before with that whole hair debacle back in 97, whenever it was. I won't go into that again. But I expect it now, seeing as you were trying to show off how cool you were with the Kinect and your Twittering now. Really? There's no technology section? So we can't even go over and say, you know, I think I'm going to start a little channel for gaming, since she doesn't actually have it on TV, because I think her friends, you know, the Dr. Phil and the Orman chick, all of them have a show, and somebody's going to win a show. And I'm pretty sure it's not going to be technology. I'm just kind of like her, and there's been a bunch of other women that have managed to do something, do really great things. Susie Orman is another one. And none of them pay any type of homage to technology. And technology is helping a lot of them get, yes, thank you. And the technology is what's helping them to, you know, achieve some of this greatness, but they pay no homage to it. And those of us who are in this field, like us here, women who create games and apps and all these wonderful things, we can't even depend on Oprah Winfrey, who helps everybody to stand behind us. Come on, how you feel about that? Am I just being bitchy for no reason?
No, I agree. I mean, if you are going to support women, please support all women and everything that women do. Don't try to put us in certain niches and exclude everything else. Because I'll be honest, most of the stuff that Oprah has on her shows or has on her network or has even in her magazine, because I flipped through the magazine at the supermarket. You know, while you're waiting behind that lady with like two grocery carts full of stuff and with three different credit cards and has about 50 coupons.
Yes.
Yeah. If I'm behind her, I'll flip through some, you know, the magazines at the little supermarket stall. But it's not often that I find something in her, in Ode magazine, like I'm on a first name basis with her, in Oprah's magazine that catches my interest. So if you're not going to have that even on your website, you know, on a website, on the internet, which is part of what? Technology. I mean, you totally lost my interest there. I'm just not even like, total cool points are gone. They're just out of there. They're no more. They're gone.
Here, let me just be mean for a second and speak directly to Miss Winfrey. Miss Winfrey, the audience that you're catering to, they're going to get old and die out. The people that will be left will be us geeks. May the geeks inherit the earth. Amen. If you do not learn to start catering to us, own the whole network is going to go under. Sorry to tell you this. We've said this before. It's in the title of a show. The hand that holds the controller is the hand that rules the world.
Keep now, up. Granted, she's worth like billions of dollars now.
She's not going to miss us if we don't.
Yeah,
but still,
she's not going to care.
She could go off the air and she'd be like, F all you bitches. I'm going to Jamaica.
I'm going to buy Jamaica. Shit.
Yes. But still, I would like a little love. We give you love, or I used to. I stopped a while ago. But I still, you know, I bow down to your greatness, but can we get some love back?
If she actually started doing more stuff with technology and gaming and such, I would give her love.
I would be all just, I'd be on the network every day. I just put it there. I mean, and business-wise, it would be fantastic because, you know, G4 is in epic fail status with this whole, you know, when DirecTV drops you, you're doing bad.
Right.
You're not doing so hot. So if she would pick up a gaming show and put some women out front, oh, come on. That would be major cool points for Oprah. I'm just saying. Am I wrong? Look, I keep, that's my new question for you guys. Am I wrong? Okay.
You get in the pie, bitch.
Damn.
Honestly, though, I don't think I'd be turning on Oprah for the latest gaming news. So I'm not really surprised by the fact that she doesn't have that kind of section on her
Well, I am. I mean, it's in her and, you know, Tyra and, you know, these group. I won't put Wendy Williams in there. Wendy's pretty much does her own Twittering. Nobody's Twittering for her. You know, she didn't have an assistant that says, say this to them. She's actually has her phone. The reason why I know this is because she takes pictures of her feet and all kind of crazy stuff.
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't have anybody else doing that for you. So she's embraced the technology. She gives it credence, you know, join my Facebook page type of stuff. And I'm sure Oprah says it on her show, but I'm not so sure it's her doing it. You know, when you look at it, it doesn't have the same kind of voice like Oprah's actually sitting down to Facebook.
A woman who is worth billions of dollars is not going to spend her time tweeting.
Well, she apparently did her first one. I don't know if she's done any since. So I would like some credit being part of the generation that helped create all these great things to Facebook, or the tail end of the generation, or the beginning of it, or whatever. Facebook, the Twitter, and MySpace, LinkedIn. You know, we'd like some help, or not help, but love. We need some love. I'm just
and
saying.
Some help. Some of us need help.
Yeah, some,
yeah,
of,
some of us need some help, too.
I do. Dr. Phil, can you drop by? I'll be here.
No, no, you don't want Dr. Phil. His mustache scares me.
Well, we can cover up his face. He can talk.
His mustache might scare you, but the rides on it are free.
Oh.
Oh. Now I'm scarred for life. Oh, bro.
Okay. Ginger just came back in the room. F you, Firefox. Is anybody else having issues with Firefox? That's on Windows. I'm just asking. Yeah.
I'm not. My Firefox is good.
Anybody else out there? Send us an email if you're having trouble with Firefox. If we are, we're going to yell at them because they're the only good browser there is.
Right?
Please stop screwing up. We need you. Fix it.
And what's
I've heard
the
good things about Chrome.
Chrome sucks at things.
Oh, my God.
Hello. What happened? We heard you, baby. What'd you say?
Hello?
We can hear you, ma'am. Are
is
you
this thing on?
Oh, there we are. Hi.
We can hear you. It's okay. You couldn't hear us, but we can hear you.
I'm happy now. I'm good. Okay.
Okay,
did you give the email address or did I miss it?
Stop it. Don't make her quiet. The email address.
Stop talking.
You're going to send your, I'm having some effing problems with Firefox to webmaster@gamergirlsradio.com. Put that in the subject line. Firefox is having effing problems. Thank you.
Effing is spelled F apostrophe I N.
No, it's spelled E F F
I N.
I like mine better. Effing. Anyway, all right.
They both work.
Okay. They both work.
Wait a minute. Okay, because Snow wants me to mention this during the show, I have. This link has nothing to do. Well, it does in a way. It has something to do with actually an article we had up.
That on Facebook.
Okay, I had to say. An article we had up talking about tech etiquette and how people no longer have proper etiquette. It does kind of fit in now that I'm talking. People putting up things on Facebook or on YouTube that they have no business doing so. They would never have done before. Apparently, you remember Josh. Josh from back in the day used to be our producer on GDR, put up on his Facebook today a link. And it's to an uncle who is beating the holy crap out of his nephew. Now, let me rephrase that. He's getting a spanking. Apparently, this nephew was posting up videos of himself on YouTube and on Facebook talking about how hard he is, and he's a gangster, and he's killed this many people, and done this, and he's murdered, and he's doing drugs. And his uncle saw it and said, "What the hell? You are not a gangster." Let me quote some Eminem. You're not a gangster. Your real name is Clarence. You know, so so Uncle got pissed off and got somebody to tape it, and he made him say to the camera, "You're not a gangster," and then gave him a nice spanking that is being circulated around the world. Your spanking has gone viral, my good man.
That was not a spanking. That was a whooping.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. We're in the South. It's a whooping. I had to say spanking because, you know, some people, you know, are not from the South. They don't understand what whooping means. Yeah,
he whooped his ass. How about that? It was a whooping.
He got a whooping. Should I share this in the chat room?
Yes, you totally should. Everybody needs to see this.
Well, y'all can watch this while we move on to talking about CES in the chat room. And if you're not in the chat room, you're missing out on all the fun. Yay!
I have something I need to talk about before we move into anything else.
Yes, and the language is a little bad, but you have to watch. Cause it is,
yeah. It's NSA, or NSW, not safe for work.
Not safe for work. And I firmly believe.
Glad we got our acronym straight finally.
Right?
I firmly believe that this kid is probably going to grow up to be a fine and upstanding young man. And I urge all parents now to spank your kids when they're not misbehaving. And let me specify for those of you who seem to think there's something wrong with spanking. We said spank, not break a plate over your kid's head, not hit them with bricks.
Thank you.
Not shoot them and not stab them with things, but a nice belt to warm the backside is just fine. A couple of swats.
Yeah, and I do want to clarify, when I said a whooping, I was actually joking. The kid was fully dressed, and he was getting hit with the belt, but it wasn't really that hard. Like, it looks bad because the kid's, like, moving around the room when the guy's following him.
It doesn't look bad.
No, it looks bad. It does look bad. But it really, if you watch it, it really wasn't that bad. It was, like, a few hits, and that was it. He was more, like, yelling at the kid, embarrassing him, which was hilarious. So, yeah, you totally need to watch that video.
I put it to you this way. If you see the comments there, mine is the one saying, I got these kind of spankings and I grew up to be a very good girl. In spite of what you all may think when we're speaking here on GTR, I'm a very good girl and an even better woman. Thank you. And I got those kind of spankings. So, hey.
Yeah, me too. I may not sound like I'm such a good person, but I totally am, I swear. I got spanked. I mean, I got beaten a lot for doing stupid crap like lying, and you will not catch me telling a lie now. I will not do it.
I am a grown woman, and if I swear in front of my grandmother, and she's perfectly fine with it because she's got a potty mouth, I still say, excuse me, I'm sorry, Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And I know kids that don't do that today. They would say all kinds of stuff to and in front of their grandmother and post
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, I swear in front of you, Corey, I always say, I'm sorry, Grandma.
Stop a fat one, Lester.
Oh.
And I was about to go a little further with that, but since you didn't have such a good day, I'm going to let you slide just a little bit.
That's so nice of you.
I was about to go for the kill with that one, but I'm not going to. Next week, though, all bets are off. Okay, so what does Snow have to discuss with us? She has some good
Okay. Stuff. Now, there's a review on the website, GameOfNatrix.com. You totally should go there and read it. It's about a new iPhone game. You guys know I love my iPhone, except when it heats up when I talk on it a really long time, which burns my ear. But anyway, moving on. There's a new game out by FRRN Game. It's called Ash, A-S-H, and I got to review it. And let me tell you guys, this actually...
I just spelled it for me.
Yeah, I had to spell it because I know, you know, my enunciation may not be the best, so I had to make sure everybody knew that was an A-S-H.
And he's a little slow. It's okay.
Yeah. What was I saying?
I don't know. You were talking about Ash.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was not expecting a lot with this game because most iPhone games to me are pretty sucky. I mean, they're just like poke, 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 you're done. Oh, wait, no, let me rephrase that. Oh, God.
How do you say I'm slow?
Oh, I can't believe I just said that. Okay, I'm so red right now. Let me just move on with my, I'm embarrassed.
Wait.
How did I know an iPhone game that you'd be involved with but involving poke, poke, poke and being done?
Crying, okay.
Breathe, people.
Oh, I'm good. Anyway, back to what I was saying. What I really meant was there's not a lot to the iPhone games, or at least the ones that I've been playing. But Ash is an RPG game, and it's actually made in the old-style RPG games, like the, I guess it's 16-bit kind of, but it reminds me of the old-school Final Fantasy games where... you have to watch it and see. Go to GameOfNatrix.com. I have a screenshot up there, and it's actually a really good screenshot. But it's touchscreen, of course, and they make the UI really intuitive, but they give you a tutorial anyway for the UI. So it's easy to navigate. The storyline is good. The dialogue actually made me giggle snort a couple times. That's good. It's just overall, you can tell that SRR and Games spent a lot of time and a lot of thought on this particular game, and it really does show. So I'm like super proud of that game. Everybody needs to try it. It's totally worth it, and that's my plug. And you guys know I don't say I like a game if I don't like it, so I gotta like it.
It's supposed to be awesome. Wasn't there something else?
Oh yes, I got all distracted by my my foot in mouth. Okay. And also, if you just want to try it, there's also a light version, which is like a free demo version, Ash Light, A-S-H, Light, L-I-T-E. You can go try that. It's about an hour and a half to 2 hours of gameplay, and you can actually go through and see what they're talking about. If you just want to try it before you buy it, you can do it that way. And I would totally recommend this to anyone. I really, really would. Anybody who likes the kind of retro RPG feel, you'd love it. I'm serious.
All right. So, you guys know CES is going on. And, of course, we're not there, which I'm happy about. But in talking about the news this morning, which you should listen to every day, by the way, Lunch with Jen and Corey, I noticed something going on that I see that's going to potentially cause some problems. Of course, there's tons of new gadgets. There's the Lady Gaga Polaroid glasses. There's the new Samsung laptop that's like super, super thin, and pretty iPod touches with lights, and new tablets from everybody, IFA Notebook Next 4 and Next 6, and I mean all kinds of stuff. But the problem I see coming is, which is also the trend this year, or one of them, is the 3D thing going on.
Yeah.
Everybody's releasing 3D. Now, you say, no problem there, no problem. Well, that was until this morning, while reading over the news, I noticed that Panasonic and Samsung are releasing 3D TVs that come packaged with, wait for it, games already on it. From major game people like Game Loft. Now, do you guys see where I'm going with this?
No.
Okay.
Why are you pissed?
Oh, I'm not pissed. I'm just waiting for the fireworks to start. This is going to be interesting. Think about something. If the TVs come prepackaged with games, who's going to be buying the consoles?
Oh, snap. That's right.
Ooh. So I'm waiting to see what's going to happen with Microsoft, Nintendo, PlayStation, when this occurs to them as well, that these people are, that the TV people are kind of circumventing them and saying, ha-ha, they don't need a console. And I've even seen that in a couple of press releases. You don't need a console to play now. It's going to come prepackaged with blah, blah.
Okay, well, let me jump on in here.
Uh-oh.
Don't you know I got something to say? I always got something to say. But even if it comes prepackaged on the TV, have you ever seen the games that come automatically with a console? I mean, have you ever really played those? 9 times out of 10, those games really are not that good. At least not to me. I don't like them.
These are not no-brain brand, though.
These
are not the no-name brand games. I think one of them actually has a Mario and a Tetris. Some, you know.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to go get me one of those TVs. Anyway, but I also wanted to point out, I like me some Mario now. I also want to point out that I'm not really fond of the 3D. And the reason I'm not fond of the 3D, at least in the experience with the movies that are coming out in 3D, is the movies are written specifically for 3D. Like, there's not so much focus on plot line or character development. It's more as, well, what can we do to make the characters jump out of the screen, you know, jump out of the screen at the audience? And that's just, it just doesn't do it for me. I want a movie that, I don't know what's wrong with me today. I cannot stop putting my foot in my mouth. But anyway, I want a movie that wraps me up in the storyline and in the character development instead of focusing on this gimmick of 3D, because that's really what it is. It's a gimmick. That's all it is to me. It's just a big gimmick.
I think I agree, but I think a lot of it has to do, unfortunately, with Nintendo. We know how they love to do this. They showed the 3DS last year at E3, and I said by next year everybody's going to be trying to jump on the bandwagon to try to beat Nintendo to the punch. However,
yep.
We also know Nintendo's good for, hey, this is what we showed you, but this is not what we're going to give you. By the time this thing comes out in March, it's going to probably be something completely different than what everybody's jumping on the bandwagon to make, which is going to be kind of funny, too. So that's part of me waiting for the fireworks to start. I know Microsoft's going to be the first to go after somebody. I'm just going to sit and laugh to see these big – this is like – the Godzilla and Mothra fight that's going to happen here. Y'all know what you do when they fight. Just get out of the way, get your popcorn and watch. Just stand back. It's going to be so interesting. And let me lick my fingers. It's going to be good, y'all. We got our Samsung. Oh, Sony was also in on it. They're making a 3D TV package with some games. Now, they're the only ones who probably actually have, quote-unquote, rights to do so, because they have the PlayStation. So, yeah, maybe a Sony TV that does some kind of crazy package with stuff and works with the PlayStation and the PSP. Yeah, I could see them doing it. But Samsung people, Panasonic, you have no business putting games on your TV. Snatching people's sales away.
No.
Don't make me do it.
No,
don't
no,
do it.
No, no.
I'm trying to get off that song, man. It's like crack.
Well, stop. Just do it. Like the Nike people say.
Well, anyway, other stuff going on at CES. I'm trying to move along so I don't start singing it. Oh, God. Other thing I found interesting. This actually aggravated me. We were talking about it. Couldn't go into it this morning. But The new status symbol, obviously, if you're a celebrity, is not having your own clothing line or fragrance line. It is now to have your own set of gaming peripherals, such as headphones. So we've got Justin Bieber, who has his...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Can that kid just hit puberty and end his career already? I'm sorry, was that mean?
No, but the funny part is he'll probably hit puberty and become a Justin Timberlake, and we'll be like, oh, my God, that boy's hot. So
God.
We don't know. So you have...
Justin Timberlake is hot, though. Call me.
Call me Justin.
And call me Justin.
So you have him. You have Dr. Dre, who now... Okay, it started out with a laptop with Windows 7 and some software to mix, and then it morphed into headphones.
Yeah.
And the headphones kind of morphed into gaming headphones. And now, jumping on the bandwagon, we have Ludacris.
And that's just Ludacris.
Did you just crack yourself up with that terrible joke? Wow.
It wasn't terrible. It was a play on words. It was funny. Damn it.
It's funny. Name Kurt Ferguson. It's funny.
So, what are you guys... Dude, you and that gum.
It's helping to calm me down.
We don't want
I know it's bad radio, but it's helping to calm me down.
We don't want you calm. We've already told you that. If you notice my voice change, we don't want you calm.
I know. You got all high.
So what do you guys think about that? The new status symbol being, I have my own line of perfume, shoes, and look at my gamer headphones. Mine have pink glowy in them, and they pick up Wi-Fi, and they... What? Oh, my God. I'm done with the show, and I can't even share it with you all that you just sent to us. I'm done. I'm going to get some coffee. I will see y'all next week. I'm done.
It's been a good show.
Okay, so anyway, back to what I asked you to, and you stop it, Plaster. How do you two feel about this new trend? Again, because you know, we had this a few years ago where celebrities were trying to jump into our world like they knew what they were doing. Paris Hilton, anyone. How do you guys feel about that?
I think it's just that. It's a... Hold on. It's a status symbol. They don't even know what it is. Like, you know, half the people who drank, like, Cristal or whatever because it was a status symbol, they didn't really like it. That's just nasty. I've had it before. I like it.
This is true.
You know, and they don't even like it. They're just drinking it because it's a status symbol. So I don't know.
I think that 50 Cent and his video games are...
Oh, he has one, too, by the way. He has a set of his
headphones. Actually.
Headphones. He's also in that bunch, the gaming peripherals. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I think that he's, I don't know, I think that he's at least serious about it. I mean, his games were, they were entertaining and they were about his crew and I don't know.
Now, someone in the room, Issa, are saying that they would buy Luda headphones for your Xbox, but would you buy them just because he made them or would you buy them because they were good? What if his name wasn't on it? Would you... still want it, would be my question. Because as gamers, we don't tend to care who's playing it. I mean, remember way back when they were pushing the DS and they had Beyonce playing it, they had, who was it? One of those country singers, was it Taylor Swift or whoever playing it? But they ran a whole bunch of people, and we were like, why the hell would we care if Beyonce's playing her DS? We don't care. Gwyneth Paltrow, I think, was in one of them. Like, we don't care. I'll buy one because I want it, not because she's playing. We think gaming's cool because gamers are cool. We don't need you to tell us we're cool.
I'm more liable not to buy something because it has some star's name on it.
Mm.
I don't know why. It just irks me when I see that. I just can't stand it. Like, I will buy a no-name piece of equipment that I know is good, that I know will work. Like, I don't care if you know, Justin Timberlake said, hey, you know, I like this. Use this instead of that. I'm not going to do it.
I don't care how cute you are.
I don't care. You can be...
How sexy you look with syrup poured on you. We don't care.
Right? Like Jason Statham, I might do it for him.
How delicious you... No. Sorry, what were we talking about?
I don't know. I'm all distracted now.
I didn't hear anybody else. Okay, so.
I'm going to bust out my porno voice in a minute.
You guys are out of control already. Okay, now this, and this Lady Gaga, why? Polaroid. You know, CES is, I think it's been huge every year, but I think this is the worst. I think it's becoming like E3. It really is. It's like this big crazy thing this year. I'm not there, but I feel it all the way a few states over. I feel the craziness coming from CES. I feel it. So those of you who don't know, Polaroid, these glasses, they really do look like Lady Gaga. I'm not even sure what these glasses.
Who the hell would want to look like Lady Gaga?
Well, they're glasses from Polaroid. They do something. They print pictures or you take pictures with them. I don't really know, but they're $150.
Fuck that. Ooh, I'm sorry. I was.
You know what? We just lost some servers out
in China.
In China.
I was trying not to drop the F-bomb today, but seriously, I am not going to pay that amount of money, especially if it makes me look like Lady Gaga. Are you crazy?
Gaga is Gaga, and she needs to stay that way by herself.
She's not. She's fucking crazy. Damn. She's crazy.
Stop.
Oh. Okay, so apparently it's camera and printer.
That's stupid. I don't want to look like her. I don't even like her voice. She annoys me.
I'm not understanding the purpose in this. I mean, it could be a good product, but looking at it, I don't see myself wearing this to take pictures. Does it take? Here's the thing: it's not saying if it's voice activated. If it's something like that, you know, where you're trying to take pictures and you know it's easier for hands free. I don't see the purpose.
Do you have to stutter in order to activate it? It's like that's what she always does. On
take.
Yeah. On or something, you know? I don't know.
I like exactly one song by Lady Gaga. Exactly one. And it's not played on the radio. Teeth. So yeah, if you want to look that up. And when you hear the lyrics, by the way, you don't know why. Anyway, and yes, only she will know why. I will never tell the rest of you ever. And Blaster may know when he hears it. So $150 to look like Lady Gaga and take pictures and print them out from these glasses. And I don't understand why they have to look like Lady Gaga. Couldn't they just look like some, you know, Ray-Bans or something, some regular glasses, so at least you don't look crazy?
I would pay $150 to not look like Lady Gaga.
Well, no, I'm picturing an old lady with these on. You know, an 85-year-old lady. You know how kids always buy their grandmothers these gadgets. They don't know how to use them, and she's got them on, and she's trying to take a picture. She's looking crazy. She's leaning on her cane. The pictures are sideways because she doesn't understand, and she tilts her head. The pictures, all this kind of stuff. I don't get it. Poor grandma. I'm sorry for all the grandparents out there that are going to get this for Christmas this year. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry. Don't buy this for your grandma, people. They don't. You know, it's bad. It's bad enough we got to wear it, but they're not going to understand. So, okay. Other stuff going on at CES. All these tablets. What is that? What is going on with that?
Who? Huh?
All these tablets. These tablets came out. Wait a minute. Before I get to the tablets, let me just talk about the fact that Android came out with a new tablet. I just like the name of it. I would buy it based on the name Honeycomb, so I can walk around and say I have a
I have a honeycomb in my pocket.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. That's not. Is it Android? I can't really be sure. Maybe it has Android technology. Okay, but it's It's wait a minute. Let me go back. I love these notes. Yes, it is Android. Android 3 Honeycomb.
You say it all dirty like that.
That's how it needs to be said. It's all sexy looking. I have an Android Honeycomb.
You know, if you say it dirty, really, hold on.
Say it right. Do it.
I have an Android Honeycomb in my pocket.
Ooh, just drool. Okay, so you're not going to fly. Oof. You know what? See, there goes their advertising campaign right there. You just need to have somebody talking, saying honeycomb, and just pouring honey on your tablet. There you go. And there's your commercial right there. Send us our check.
We copyright that, just so you know.
Wow.
Can you copyright me?
I don't know. I think you can. That's my shit right there.
So why do you guys, obviously iPad is going to be.
Mac said, made by robot bees. That's right.
Talking about hands on the table. And see, Ginger made an interesting observation. Why do you have a tablet when you can have a smartphone? Because now I don't have a tablet, but from what I am gathering, all I'm seeing is it does the same thing as the phones do. It has the same apps, you know, the Android and the iPad. It, you touch it and it does all this stuff. And
isn't it bigger though?
Not by much. I mean, well, they're about the it's about the size of a maybe 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper.
That's bigger than my iPhone.
Yeah, but do you really need that extra space? Is it going to make any difference?
Well, on some applications, yeah, because when I'm surfing the net on my iPhone, I have to, like, zoom in so I can click on stuff and make sure that I'm clicking on what I need to click on. Notice I use the word click instead of the other one I used earlier. That's right.
My brain is right there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to figure out a. The only thing I can think of is gaming, because that's just where I am all the time. Obviously, for gaming, it's a little bigger than your phone. It's good for bashing people over the head when you're trying to run away. You know,
I wouldn't want to damage the tablet, though. I'd find something else to bash them over the head with.
Look, it's your games or your life. Now, in that instance, I will bash somebody over the head with that tablet and keep running. And obviously, okay, this is the biggest use. The biggest jump for me that I'm excited about tablets for is that, except for the iPad, all of them can play Flash, which means you can watch your Hulu, you can watch your Netflix, you know, while you're in the car. I think some of them you've had to pay for a subscription, but obviously you can get internet anywhere. It's Wi-Fi anywhere. I could be lying. I don't know people. I don't have one of these lovely little gadgets. I'm looking at it just like you are on the internet. We're obviously not in Vegas, or we would not be doing a show. I'd be in front of a slot machine.
Right?
Trying to win some money.
You see Corey, like, flashing her goodies for money?
Yeah. You are making jokes, but, dude, I was...
No, I know you would. I'm not playing.
I was in a casino in Louisiana a few years ago. I was like a crackhead on the floor searching for a quarter when I ran out. Oh, my God. To see one quarter, and I'm back in the game. One quarter.
No, you are not allowed to go there anymore.
Yes. See,
I'm going to have to tell you not to do that anymore.
Yes, I have an addictive personality. That's why I stay with the game. Exactly. Addictive personalities stay away from dangerously addictive things. Games are not dangerously addictive for me. You know, I'm not going to sit there and like those, you know, those people that play until they die. I'll get up. But slide.
Are you sure?
Well, this is different. There's money. See, that's my other
love. Weren't you the one talking about that if they had a way you could plug yourself into Second Life, you would totally do it?
That is different. I would have a catheter and an IV so I didn't have to get up and I would not die.
Wow. That
was disgusting, wasn't it?
That was a little disgusting. Yeah, I gotta say. That was pretty gross.
Okay, wait a minute. I was supposed to do these stats at the top of the show because I wanted to aggravate Blaster, but he was having a bad day, so I was debating whether or not to do it. But I'll do it because, you know, next week he'll be having a good week and he'll try to jump on me. And this is also...
Trying to jump on you? I think you're being a little optimistic there.
Oh!
No, I was just addressing the letter that you sent me earlier. But anyway.
Hey, Blaster. Will you jump on me?
Since you asked so nicely, yes.
Yay.
I'll just take pictures with my new Lady Gaga glasses. So.
Oh, my God. Just make sure you're not leaning on the cane or anything, okay?
Yes. We don't want the pictures to be crooked and look all wrong. So, Blaster, and all you lovely other Wii haters out there, you DS haters out there, Nintendo released their last quarter results, and they still... outsold the Xbox and the PlayStation combined for last
year.
There's
a lot of morons out there.
Whatever. Whatever. I just wanted to make sure I told you that. And the DS has earned the coveted title of best-selling console of all time. Just want to put that out there.
Woot.
Woot.
I should have got to get a DS.
Now, that being said, I was feeling kind of bad for the Xbox people until... I believe it was the head guy, one of the head guy of marketing at Xbox, couldn't just say congratulations, Nintendo, or look at what we've done. And they did well. They didn't do bad this year as far as sales for Kinect and Move. But he decided to take a dig at Nintendo. That's just petty. He said something like, it used to be that you would just stick a piece of plastic under your TV, and that's how you played. Now you have a camera. Oh, dude, don't do that. That looks. Let us be petty. That's what we're here for. But when you do it,
we do it so much better.
Yeah, you were so petty. I almost took my Kinect back. I was so upset by your pettiness. I said almost. But I didn't. I needed to do a couple more dances. Me and Rihanna. Rihanna. Hey, gotta get...
You said it all Southern style. Rihanna.
Rihanna, that's right, because I am a Southerner. Rihanna. We don't call her Rihanna. It's Rihanna when you're in the South. So anyway, I just wanted to make... Is somebody booing in the chat room? Jay Dukes.
Yeah, I don't know. I decided not to try to mess with that because I don't know what's going on.
Oh, Jay Dukes is booing in the chat room. You know I have your line straight to your house. I will call you. From
I have something for him. Hold on.
Blow it out your ass.
Oh!
Ooh.
Oh. Jay, I didn't do that.
I did.
Let me text you Snow's number.
No giving out my number.
And you can go by her house with a belt. And tell her, put this on your
ooh,
wall.
Okay, yeah, give him my number.
Put this on your effing wall.
Facebook this.
Also, we were talking about this morning. Thank God this has not happened to me, and I'm surprised it didn't. They're thinking that possibly the Kinect is causing some red ring of death for some people.
Oh, God.
You guys keep it out. Yeah, y'all just be aware of that. Make sure you keep Microsoft up to par. And I would suggest if you don't have a Kinect when you go to buy one, extend your Xbox warranty while you're there. Just go ahead.
Dude, you gotta... Okay, I'm sorry. Mac just cracked me up.
Jay is going to cut you, and I can't help you. I try to stay out of disputes between friends. I really do. You know, and he's a band member from Rock Band 3. I can't, you know, band, you know, we got to stick together. I can't. You know.
I see how it is. So you would rather stick with your band member than the girl who goes to the club with you.
Well, see, that's a toss-up. You know, we're on stage performing. You know how we roll in Rock Band 3.
We were on stage performing, too.
Shh. I got to tell you about that later. Okay. I have something to tell you. I got to tell you. Okay. So
that's later, though. Later.
Yeah, that's much later. So now why am I doing all talking YouTube tricks?
I'm talking. What are you talking about?
Because you won't be quiet for 5 seconds.
Oh.
Let anybody have a word edgewise.
Ooh,
damn it.
It's so much juice I could say to you, but I'm being nice to you because you had a bad day. Just be thankful because the things that are in my head just vicious.
There's all kinds of things in your head. I don't even want to know.
The vicious bitch.
Stop talking about
the vicious bitch light is on over my head. I'm going to have to flip the switch and turn it off. Don't do it, Corey.
Corey, you can flip my switches.
Okay, I'm letting you two talk. Why are you so quiet?
You just all of a sudden stopped, and yeah. You know what? We don't know what to say.
Yeah, it's like, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to ask you guys a question if you'd heard about Nintendo had put out a warning about the 3DS since we're talking.
Uh-oh.
That's not good.
Uh-oh.
Two of your favorite things. Yeah, I'm cutting out because I'm getting aggravated. But did you know that Nintendo has warned that 3DS may, in fact, cause eye problems for your kids? Did you hear that?
Yeah, as well as all this 3D crap probably causes.
Well, yeah, if you have your kid playing DS for hours a day.
Well, I'm just saying that. But here's the thing that's really interesting is that some doctors actually took a look at some eye doctors. Took a look at the 3DS.
Ophthalmologist?
Thank you. Ophthalmologist.
Optometrist, guys.
Optometrist. That's what I was looking for. Thank you. Optometrist took a look at the 3DS and actually said there is they don't believe it's going to cause any permanent harm. So why would Nintendo come out and say that our 3DS is going to cause harm to your kids when it can't?
Easy. CYA. Because some parent will say, well, my kid's eyes got ruined by playing the DS. And Nintendo can say, oh, well, that's too bad because we warned you.
Exactly.
I just think the games are going to be so horrible that they're just going to blame eye problems on the game's being bad.
No, like I told
you. No, I think it was just cover, you know, CYA. I'm trying to behave today. I think it was just CYA. So they see Ginger said it. It's called CYA. I know, right? I know. I have my little easy chair in your head. I'm just laid back. Yeah, but it's called CYA. If somebody says, well, my kid got eye problems by playing your game, Nintendo can say, we warned you, and the parent won't have a leg to stand on in court. They will not win a suit.
Because if you remember when the Wii first came out, people were saying, oh, your Wiimote broke my TV. I was playing and the thing snapped. But really, it was some of you bitches, you're not throwing a real ball. Did you really need to throw your remote at the TV that hard? That's why it broke. Mine never broke. I still have my original one on it. Obviously, you are throwing way too hard. So then what they started doing was they sent out covers, the covers that you see that come standard with it. They sent those out for free. They sent out the strap for free, and then they started adding it to the box. Please do not, you know, stand this far from the TV. Please don't, you know, swing as hard as you can. Damn it.
Please make sure the strap is on your wrist.
Yeah, so yeah. Now they just kind of jumped ahead this time and says, we already see that somebody's going to start bitching, saying, oh, my kid's eyes were crossed because they played DS. No, your kid's eyes were crossed when they started playing. It is not our fault. So, no. Good God.
You know, so, okay, yeah, no. I saw that, what, Mac wrote 3Ds?
3DS. That's a 3DS.
Yeah, but when I saw it, I thought 3Ds. You know, like double D's and triple D's.
Oh, God. No. Why are you all always out of order? Why?
You know where my mind is constantly.
Okay, so I'm moving along. Another war that is going on already is between, obviously, Time Warner, Comcast, and Netflix.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
Juicy. Oh, the fight, the bickering back and forth. Oh, and I think Netflix is even jumping on the bandwagon. See, this is why this is going to be a train wreck. Netflix is also saying they're going to come prepackaged with TVs.
That's not a big deal.
It is too.
Why is that a big deal?
Because if you have
Netflix
cable,
is already available on PC, on all the systems and on the PC.
That circumvents the whole cable thing. See, it's going to be...
What cable?
If you have cable, you automatically watch your on-demand from your cable company. That's what I use.
What if you have AT&T U-verse, which isn't cable?
Same AT&T U-verse is cable. Same thing. If you already have AT&T U-verse, you watch your HBO, you watch your shows that are on-demand from them, not go to Netflix. You don't pay, you know, the extra $10. You also have to take into account people that do pay the extra, even though they have cable and they have Netflix on their consoles, what if they decide, you know what, that's the only reason why I bought an Xbox or why I kept it around is for my Netflix so that I could get it via and stream it that way. Oh, it comes prepackaged with my TV. I don't have to buy this console anymore. Far-fetched, yes, but could happen. So, oh, it's going to be juicy, I'm telling you.
You don't buy a console just for Netflix because Netflix is available for all consoles. Why would you buy a console just for Netflix?
Look on the flip side. People who would want Netflix and may not have it on a TV would have to go get a console. But now, if they're not gamers, they're like, well, what do I need a console for? Because I have Netflix on my TV.
Yeah, because you can't get Netflix on your TV any other way at this point.
Right, but I'm saying if that happens.
No, I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying you can't get Netflix on to stream through your TV any other way at this point other than a whole bunch of crap going out to buy a whole bunch of stuff to stream through your home network from your computer. And so if something.
And by the way, I have a gripe.
Go ahead.
I love Netflix. Love it. Okay. I watch it all the time. But my Comcast cable, for some reason, like really, really late at night, I'm talking like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning when I'm up, insomnia, can't sleep, I'm watching a movie. Like I was watching, what the hell was I watching? Death at a Funeral. Laughed so hard at that, by the way. But anyway, off point. Back on point. I was watching the movie, and it stopped in the middle of the movie and said, your internet connection is too slow for this particular movie or whatever.
On your cable?
Yeah, at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Why is my cable slow at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning when no one is awake but me?
And you have Comcast?
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have a gripe with that. Okay, I don't understand what's going on, but I really need to fix that because it happens when I'm gaming, too.
Oh, she's mad. She's talking fast like me.
Yes. I'm, it happens when I'm gaming too. I was actually in a dungeon tanking on my death knight in WoW, and fighting this big, huge mother trucker.
Now, wait a minute. I got to admit. Zephyr in the room is saying she didn't know why someone would spend $200 just to watch Netflix. Let me tell you who would. My lovely cousin, who's not here tonight, but is probably listening. Whose gamer tag is?
What's up, girl? Okay,
you're calling you out. That is who would spend $200 just to watch Netflix. Prime example, on New Year's, we all were together playing Dance Central as a family. It was fun. The next day, this trick ran out and bought a Kinect and Dance Central. The next day, that's $200-some-odd she spent just to play Kinect. She did the same thing. If you remember, if you haven't listened to our past shows, you'll hear me mention, I say she went from zero to gamer in 24 hours flat, came to my house and played Guitar Hero. The next day, she went out and bought two Xboxes, two HD TVs, and then bought the whole Rock Band set. And so, yes, there are people who would do it. So it's not that far-fetched. Yes. Yes,
she's
people.
Serious too.
Yeah, I'm serious. If she was here, she'd tell you. Well, hell yeah, I did. So she has two Xboxes in her house and a Wii. People will do
but
it.
Comcast, fix my shit. Because when I'm gaming and I'm tanking a big freaking mob dude, I need to be able to know what I'm doing. We almost wiped because of that crap. Damn it. Sorry. Good now. I'm good.
Well, you know what? I think what's happening with Comcast, since they're having this bitter war with Netflix, is that they are trying to change some things to get prepared to deal with Netflix, because I'm noticing some degrade in performance, and we're not in the same state. You know, you're way over there. And I'm noticing, you know, when I'm playing or on the Internet, the connection keeps dropping up and down. And that was happening to me today. And at first I thought it was, you know, it was my gaming PC because it's starting to get a little aged. It's time to rebuild it. And then I also have a Mac in my house. I went over to the Mac. Same thing happens. The connection keeps going up and down. And I'm moving around to each PC, checking it out. I was like, this is not these computers. This is Comcast. So I think they're trying to, you know, they're trying to get ready. But in the process, you're going to lose some customers. Well, they can't lose me as a customer. I refuse to go to AT&T U-verse for internet. That's like from frying pan to fire. So,
okay. See, we had it set up to where it's Wi-Fi for the Xbox for Netflix. Okay, mm-hmm. So we were like, okay, well, maybe if we hooked it up through an Ethernet cord, maybe it'll work better. Nope, no different. Still too slow. I just don't know what's going on. They need to fix the shit because I'm getting mad.
You don't want gamers mad at you, Comcast. Regular customers are mean. We're just ugly.
Yes, because if you mess with our gaming time and you make us wipe or something, you are going to get one angry person on your phone.
See, this is where the whole net neutrality thing, this is where we tell you guys to go and fight, sign petitions, because this is what they're trying to do is limit our internet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying not to sing the song, really. It's in my head.
Please don't.
I'm not.
Okay.
Breathe.
There you go. Rub your ears.
Zeph, gamers already rule the world. They said gamers will rule the world one day. We already rule the world. They just don't know it yet.
Right.
So you guys make sure you drop by Game Politics and Game Voters or VoterGamers.org. And start signing these petitions because this is what they want. They want to take our internet. They want to hold on to it. They want to control how much we use it. And I, for one, am not paying extra because I decided I wanted to stay up and play, God forbid, Halo one night for 3 hours. And it's like, oh, we're sorry. Your connection has been disconnected. You used up your bandwidth for the month. But wait a minute. I was only on 3 hours. You've used up your bandwidth.
Oh, I remember. It did that to me when I was playing Fable 2.
Oh, hell no.
Right in the middle of it. I was so mad. Oh.
So, like I'm telling y'all, and I am really, rarely wrong about these things, there's about to be the mother of all battles going on this year between all these companies. I kid you not. And they're already being ugly to each other. We're 6 days into the new year, and Microsoft has had this to say about Nintendo, and Comcast and Netflix are already arguing. They're at CES now, probably duking it out on the main floor. Somebody get pictures. Somebody get us some pictures. I want to see them come to blows. I think that would be better than arguing. I think we should make them put on gloves and just fight it out.
They fight in mud?
naked. Yes, and I think whoever wins should get to you know, be the get to do, you know, whatever they want to do. So I'm rooting for Netflix.
I'm rooting they can do it in the pie, so we can say you get in the pie, bitch.
I'm not.
He's not rooting for Netflix. We don't want Comcast to win. They're gonna try to control our internet.
I don't want Netflix because Netflix is their streaming movie selection is stupid.
So who do you think is better, Hulu?
I don't know. But
I don't.
Right, Netflix really isn't that great when it's on its selection. It really isn't that. Mm-mm.
Well, neither is Comcast for that matter. I use theirs. Well, I will give Comcast credit. They have caught up, and so to speak, to Netflix. I can watch my movies on demand anywhere, but I can't watch everything. Whereas Netflix has TV shows and so on and so forth. The Xfinity/Comcast only has what they have. You know, if it just came out, then I can watch that. I can't decide I want to watch Fat Albert from 1978 and, you know, and sit down and find it on my Xfinity and watch it. Ain't happening. But so they kind of got a one-up on them there, but I'm pretty sure they are fighting to catch up, but they better catch up a little bit faster because you're messing with my fallen Earth. I can't lead pipe people if I'm just frozen in space because my connection dropped. I'm just saying. Wait a minute. Look, did my connection drop now? Hello?
No.
Hello. Is anybody there? Hello.
You're there. Unfortunately.
Oh. You know what?
Oh.
He is living it up. Live it up, little boy.
You're grumpy today.
I got my belt. And when I want to put this on your effing wall.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook that.
Facebook that. That's what I'm going to say.
Put that on your wall.
Okay, we're getting close to time to wrap it up. So, guys.
I'll show you Facebook.
You keep
your face.
You keep promising. Anyway, men and their empty
Ben.
Small promises. Mm-hmm. So,
Ben.
Yes?
Would you like to whoop my ass?
You know what?
I wouldn't mind.
Did I not tell you guys? Keep it off the show. Off the show.
Off the show.
Off the show.
Off the show. Why do I have to be mama for y'all?
I
okay.
Have to do that every now and then. Slicing
bitches.
Bitches.
What am I going to do with you two? Okay, it is almost time to go. I'm trying to wrap it up. If I can find it. Yeah, you people out there, you love us, favorite us. Make sure you listen to us tomorrow morning. Lunch with Jen and Corey. We'll be talking about some other new things that came out at CES because it's still going on right now. They're a couple hours behind us. I'm having trouble breathing and all that good stuff. Is it time yet? Is it time? I'm tired of talking.
It is.
I'm tired of talking.
It is time. Don't worry about it. It's coming.
Yep, so,
at least you know it's over now.
Yes.
Oh my God, it's ready. David, she's sticking clean, huh? No, no, no. She's sticking with Brad, Jones. Sticking clean. Oh, gee, oh, fuck. Do you have my intervention? Hurry up. Shall we sing? I can't care. I can't move. Am I lagging up? I can't move. What the hell? I can't move. Oh my God.
Stupid. I don't do that. So,